everything that kicking together is falling apart. I got this thing that I consider my only art of fucking people over. My boss just quit the job, says he's going out to find blind spots and he'll do it. The third planet is sure and they're being washed by an eye in the sky and they can't be stopped. When you get to the promised land, you're gonna shake the eye's hand. Your heart felt good, it was dripping pitch and made of wood. And your hands and knees felt cold and land on the grass to me. Well, outside naked, shiver looking blue from the cold sunlight that's reflected off the moon. And baby, come angels fly around you, reminded you we used to be three and not two. And that's how the world began. And that's how
to the end, to the
in transit.
Oh my god,
it's going!
We obviously can't spell.
We had it all set up as well. That was. Oh dear.
Ollie, what were you spelling out?
Yeah, what the hell did you spell? Did you spell tin trains?
Listen, hang on. Don't put this on me, guys. Desar slipped her way before me. Okay.
I slipped up at the same time.
Shall we do the. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Rob.
Okay. So, on today's show.
Welcome to In Transit.
Well, thank you, though. We got plenty to talk about on today's show.
What about your little In Transit spiel there, bands on the
movie? I only do that on the days when I have a live review to do. And I don't have one this week, unfortunately.
Okay, I will next week.
Don't worry. We'll be back. We'll be back to business. Anyway, lots to talk about today with the Grammys and certain people going insane on sets of Terminator 4.
Exactly. I can't wait.
I can't believe it. I mean,
we'll talk about that later. We'll bring it up later. So, but let's keep the ball rolling.
Mm.
And, I think we should mention our special guest we've got.
Oh, yeah, we do have a very, very special guest coming in today.
DeSalle has finally pulled his finger out and managed to do some work and get a guest on.
Did a bit of research.
And actually, quite a high-ranking.
Prestigious.
Prestigious. I mean, ex-presenter of 5 News, now does Desert Island Discs, so that's why
and
she'll
the occasional
be
occasional news night.
I mean, we're expecting her in 5 minutes. It's Kirsty Young.
Any minute now, she could be walking in.
I hope
here.
So. I hope.
Are you going to offer her
there.
Your seat, Ollie?
Yeah, I'll have to. I'll step out for a moment. Cause
what kind of kind of perfume do you think she wears?
I couldn't conjecture.
Ooh. Yeah. Nothing island like I don't know.
I
I think we should get on with the music.
Well, here's my link. You see that introductory track was nothing other than Modest Mouse.
None other than Modest Mouse.
No, well, yes, and they if. If you remember,
or if you have good indie knowledge like Ollie.
Thank you, yeah. I want to cast your minds back, listeners, to Jules Holland of yesteryear. And on that fine show was an artist called C6 Steve. Now, I fell in love with him in a musical sense, because he's not an attractive man. And
I don't know about
and,
that.
Well, you know. And He it was like he was there at the birth of the electric guitar. There's something very primal about his music, his blues, if you will. And he went into he was a wanderer in sort of Kerouac style, Kerouacian.
No, I don't think that's a word.
No,
I think it should be a word.
I think Kerouac style.
Okay.
Anyway, carry on.
Well, carry.
Doesn't matter, carry on.
He went travelling. He's
a hobo. He's a hobo.
And then he went into music production. And what band did he do the production for? It was Modest Mouse. You see what I've done there? I've brought
beautiful
it back.
Beautiful link. How did you come out with these gems of indie knowledge?
Well, you know, it's just how we roll here on In Transit. Right.
We're just like a walking dictionary of music.
Well, you know, Wikipedia of In Transit to be. Okay.
Set it up.
Doghouse Boogie. C6 Steve.
Okay.
Here come the Christmas Chance of Wonder. We all do the dog house.
Oh, yeah.
All my life I've been in the dog house. I guess that's just where I belong. That's just the way the dice roll. The kind of blues you have for one day, you have it your whole life long. You got to be a professional to sing the doghouse song. Mom and Dad broke up when I was 4 years old. When I was 7, she wouldn't got herself another man. It was hell, y'all. But I left home before I was 14 years of age. I figured I'd do it better on my own. Well, then followed a number of years of bumming around and living kind of hand to mouth. Sometimes getting locked up and such, and sometimes just going cold and hungry. I didn't have me no real school education, so what in the hell of what I was going to be able to do? But I always did pick on the guitar. I used to put the hat out for spare change. Well, now I'm making this here record for y'all, and I'm still trying to get your spare change. I don't know why it went wrong. It ain't bad now. But I just keep playing my doghouse music and sing the doghouse song.
Yeah.
cracking. Hello. Doghouse Boogie, C6 Steve. Up for a Brit Award, I think.
I think you really so.
If you like boogieing or doghouses, kennels, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Also, if you've had one of those in your dream, because we need a dream for dream analysis today.
Yeah.
I've got some interesting things to say about
it. How do you know if you haven't heard the dream? Are you kind of psychic as well? I think you've proven that.
Well, if you have any dreams or enjoyed that last track and have any of your own that you'd like us to play, actually, that's a claim. We're not going to play requests, are we, today?
Maybe if we have time. Maybe if we get a good request.
If they're good ones. studio@rarefm.co.uk. Text RARE and your message to 60300 or leave a message for us at the website, rarefm.co.uk.
Thanks, DeSalle. We wouldn't want to overcharge our listeners.
So, for our next link...
Well, DeSalle and I are both very excited because one of our favourite teenage bands that we grew up with are apparently reforming. Of course, we're talking about Blink 182 or Blink 182. What do you say?
I say Blink
182. Yeah, so do I, but when I saw them live, they said 182, which I think sounds stupid. If it's their band name. So they're going to be seen together for the first time in public tonight at the Grammys, presenting an award. And there's lots of evidence. They haven't officially said they're getting back together, but there's lots of evidence. Yeah. Like, they're on their official website, they've taken down all the Angels and Airwaves songs and all the Plus 44 songs. And they've also changed record label. Why would they do that if they're not going to release a new record? Yeah. Also, there's a new demo out that apparently sounds like Dumpweed, but I haven't heard it.
It sounds like...
Dumpweed is one of their songs.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, in celebration.
Good lord.
A bit of Blink 182, so here's Adam's song.
Love it. or the teen memories come from.
Turn it down up there.
Why? I think there's someone in the union. We're just cranking it out way too loud.
What on earth is this?
What are you talking about?
For those of you who didn't have your headphones on in the studio, Robert, a piece of music was just playing, which used an expletive. So I'd just like to apologise to the listeners once again. You know the rules, Robert.
Sorry, my bad.
Honestly.
They're not. Anyway.
Anyway, in response to that track, turn it down up there. That's what I'd say.
Awesome
I can just
track.
See you guys dressed in predominantly in black.
Having listened to that, I'm just brimming with teenage exuberance. And
surrounded by copies of Kerrang.
The best way to take out your excitement is a bit of vandalism. But we're too old for that. We can just watch it on YouTube. We do not endorse vandalism.
A bit of vandalism on YouTube.
We don't do vandalism.
Honestly.
Like catty slapping.
And yes. And our new favourite thing is.
Oh, this is a link.
On YouTube. Is it a good idea to microwave this?
It's always three a good idea young men, to microwave. Very like ourselves, who have nothing better to do. And they microwave stuff. Is that correct?
Just go to YouTube, type in, is it a good idea to microwave this? I reckon they've done over 100 now.
They've done absolutely.
There's some rubbish ones, but some of the best ones are the iPod was my favourite. What have you watched?
I quite like the spray paint, but the spray paint was good.
The light bulb, I think, was my favourite.
The light bulb, nice, yeah.
The check spark plug.
If you like seeing stuff blowing up.
with minimum safety.
Yeah.
No, they've got a foil shield. It's okay.
A foil shield.
And masks.
It's very Heath Robinson.
Yeah. And they've got snow to chuck on it when it sets on fire.
Okay, joking apart now, Kirsty was due to sell.
Don't panic, she's going
to
be coming.
Well, no, but she said if she's so privileged, she was supposed to be here. No,
she promised me, Kirsty is a professional, she will be here.
Okay. Kirsty Young coming up later.
Our whole show is hinging on her performance.
She'll be here.
Anyway, let's put that behind us.
No, I am. I cannot contain my excitement. If you like Kirsty Young or various news programs, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Remember, we're still looking for dreams. Anyway,
we are
back to the teenage angst, excitement, punk, pop punk vibes. I promised a friend of ours I'd play some Green Day this week, and after a lot of deliberation over which Green Day song I was going to play. I think there's a lot of great Green Day songs, but in the end, I think I always come back to this one as my favourite. It's from their first major label release, probably their most famous, probably their best still. Dookie is, of course, Welcome to Paradise.
Paradise.
And we're back. I love that song. I find it perfect in every way. I don't see any fault with it at all. Not in the lyrics, not in the musicianship, not in the catchiness, not in the harmonies. I can't find anything
wrong. I love
the
little breakdown in the middle.
The drumming in the last two songs have both been incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Travis Barker and Trey Cole, both very good drummers.
Oh, Travis.
God,
glad to see he's back on his feet again.
Yes, indeed. I wonder how he looks. I wonder if we'll see him tonight at the Grammys. Well, I'm not staying up for it, but I'll watch it on YouTube or something.
I thought you'd managed to swing us some tickets.
It's in California.
We could we can get there.
Transit are pretty in demand. Yeah. Right now. We're pretty hot.
I've got essays to do. I would go otherwise.
Kirsty's still not here. Perhaps she's stuck in traffic.
She will be here. Okay. Yeah.
So how do you feel about commuting? I mean, it's as Londoners now, essentially, it's an issue.
It's not much of a commute for me. I usually walk, in fact, but you know.
Yeah, I do walk. I have once taken the bus, and it's stressful, you know. I don't enjoy it.
You get wonderful conversations on the tube.
I'm not a big tube person, but
I've got noise cancelling headphones now, so I can't hear I can't hear the people around me.
Well, I don't believe in blocking out the sounds of everyday life.
The sound of the underground.
The sound. Oh, cue for a song.
No,
Girls Aloud. Anyone?
Wonderful.
Anyone?
You get these wonderful sort of vignettes of Middle England. Susan and Tony are coming. You remember Susan? Brother went to Venezuela, wore a tight striped t-shirt, now works in HR at JP Morgan. And you don't know whether to fashion your Oyster card into some kind of weapon or get off at the next station. Or let this charming vignette unfold before your ears.
You think that's good
story? Who needs EastEnders when you've got people on the tube?
Well, quite.
I was on the 29, bus of crime, the other day. And as we went past Moynton Crescent, where the big Revlon offices are, there's always fashionable people coming off the bus and getting on the bus at that stop. But this woman in some like designer dress got on, and she was on a mobile. She was on like a hands-free mobile thing. And she was talking, oh, no, 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 love. Oh, no, you've got to come. You've simply got to come. It's the Botox party, don't you know? I just loved it.
Isn't it quite easy now to... Actually, that might be completely erroneous, to qualify to administer Botox.
It's quite easy to qualify to administer
Botox. I think we should. We should set up a surgery.
I think we should do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, I have got a few lines.
Anyway, so that was really a convoluted link, wasn't it? We've crossed gingerly across the quagmire of linkage. And we've reached the other side, and we've been talking about commuting. And commuting is an everyday activity for everyday people. Sly and the Family Stone. If you will, Desal, crank up the switches. And this is, yes, everyday people, Sly and the Family Stone. Everyday People, Sly and the Family Stone. Some people might remember that as an opening tune in the much underrated rom-com, Definitely Maybe.
Very much underrated. I've never even heard of it.
Surprisingly poignant.
ripped off the Oasis album title.
How dare they?
How dare they?
Very dare they.
Anyway, this is a shout out to our most avid listener, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
But it doesn't matter how avid a listener you are. You can't take the piss out of our music taste. Green Day are a classic band.
They are. I think
they're incredible.
Sure.
I mean,
there is nothing wrong with Green Day, and.
But there's a lot wrong with The View.
There's a lot wrong with The View.
As we've said many times.
Okay, well, we don't want to get back into this mudslinging, do we?
Desal showed me the new album cover. Desal, what are your problems with the new album cover?
Well, what's it called again? Is it called Witch Bitch?
Listen!
And the album cover looks like it's drawn... It looks basically like an Under City Lights magazine cover.
Okay. Doesn't matter the cover. It depends. Matters what's inside. And
For those listeners outside UCL, we should remind listeners that Under City Lights is the UCL music publication.
It's actually a good magazine.
And it's available at undercitylightszine.blogspot.com.
Actually, on that note, I think we should advertise the editor of that magazine. He's also got a radio show.
Oh, yes. The editor, Edwin, our good friend, his radio show is on tonight. At 9 o'clock, and you should definitely listen. He plays loads of obscure stuff, but it's really quite
educational.
It's also quite funny just to hear him talk about his stuff.
Last week he had a friend on and he got a lot of abuse. That was funny.
it sometimes pains me that our listenership is low, but equally we actually know each of our listeners by name.
I couldn't name all of our listeners today. We're doing quite well. I'm not telling you how many we have, but
no, he's refusing to tell me in case it damages my mood. But
anyway, we're carrying on with the theme of the Grammys.
Yeah.
Another artist performing tonight is MIA.
Exactly, but the best thing about it, she's performing, she's also 9 months pregnant, and in fact, tonight is her due date.
Yeah, so there is the possibility that she might go into labour halfway through her performance.
I'm just hoping she would pop one out.
I think that's that would be great.
Just at the grand finale of the song, boom.
As the medical student, I'm not sure boom is the quite... anyway, good news... Kirsty Young is coming in, so when we return, we'll be having a special In Transit edition of Desert Island Discs.
We hope. Still hasn't here, but she's told us she's nearby.
Mm.
Exactly. But anyway, the music. This is Boys by MIA.
Boys there.
Okay, that was MIA. Our special guest is finally here. I mean, here.
Oh my God, it's Kirsty.
It's Kirsty Young. She's here. Ollie's being a gentleman, giving her a seat.
Oh, Kirsty, hello there. Welcome to the studio.
Good afternoon.
So, we're doing a very special edition of Desert Island Discs.
Shall we do the In Transit cover of the theme tune?
Okay.
This is...
See what you think of this, Kirsty. We've been practicing this all week.
Okay. Right, I'll step out for a moment. Okay, Kirsty, if you would.
What did you think of that, Kirsty?
I liked it very much, yes. Good afternoon, I'm Kirsty Young. Today on the programme, two legends of student radio.
Legends.
Rob Hakimian and Asal Labaratne.
Thank you, Kirsty.
Starting their career on the now legendary show In Transit, they have risen in status to become forerunners in their genre. Rob, we've already heard a selection of your music. Perhaps you could tell us what book you take to the island. You already have the Bible and a complete work of Shakespeare.
Really? Well, considering those two are pretty serious books, it'd have to be something jokey and something long.
Yeah.
So, perfectly, I think I take the trilogy in four parts that is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Good choice.
Thank you. Dasal?
The same question?
Yes, the same question.
I do like Douglas Adams, and my second choice, but not the choice I'd take, would be Douglas Adams and his Dirk Gently novels, The Holistic Detective. But in reality, the book I would take would probably be The Great Gatsby, and by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
It's quite short, though.
I know, but I like it. I'm a massive fan.
Interesting.
And okay. What about you, Ollie?
Yes, Oliver, what would be your book? Well, I haven't really planned this. I'm currently reading The Count of Monte Cristo, and it's extremely long, so that would last me a good few years. Yes.
Alexander Dumas.
Dumas. Wasn't that mentioned in... he's mentioned in A Slumdog Millionaire, anyway. Carry on.
Really? Okay. And now for your choice of luxury. In previous shows, we seem to have got the gist that there's always a lot of champagne on the island, so perhaps that's not a priority.
I don't drink alcohol anyway.
That's very admirable.
The first thing that springs to mind is an iPod, but that would soon run out of batteries, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So, I don't know. Have you got any ideas to sell?
I think I would probably take a fold-out kitchen powered by solar... by the sun's rays, you know.
Oh, I know what I'd take. I'd take the Scattergory set.
Oh, actually, yes, a board game would be
Sorry,
beautiful.
What is a Scattergory?
Scattergories is a board game in which you have to... it's fun. We'll play with you after this. We'll go back to DeSalle's house and play, okay?
Okay.
We'll blood you.
Rob Hakimian, DeSalle Labaratne, thank you.
Kirsty, do you have to go now?
I'm afraid so. I'm needed.
Thank you very much, Kirsty.
We got a fan message. We got a fan message for you from Alex Rhodes.
Right, so I'll just let her out. I'll just
wait. She has to hear her fan message.
Sorry, Kirsty. Could you come back? Yes, of course. Yes.
Our listener Alex Rhodes says your accent is terrifying.
Oh,
do you have any retort to that?
Well, I'm insulted, and I don't quite know what to say.
Kirsty, please don't take it personally. You're welcome anytime at all on our show.
Thank you. And I don't
have you had a good
say.
Time.
I've had a wonderful time.
What did you think of our answers?
I thought that's more for the listeners to decide. I'm very busy now. I really do have to go.
Okay, thank you very much, Kirsty.
Okay, thanks, Kirsty.
Thank you. I've been Kirsty Young.
Big KY. Big KY jelly. Okay, while we show Kirsty out, it's time for my next song. And it's been a long time coming, but it's about time I start playing some Radiohead, I think.
It's fine.
Kirsty Young, guys, can you believe it?
Shut up, we're playing a song now.
Thank you.
Course, climbing up the walls.
Rarefm.co.uk.
No, not by rarefm.co.uk. By Radiohead.
Well, I was just calling out the station
from OK Computer, which would certainly be one of my Desert Island Discs. Anyway, continue with the Grammys theme. They're playing tonight at the Grammys, Radiohead, and they're also nominated for two awards. I think Best Album and Best Song for In Rainbows and House of Cards, respectively. And they're performing live, playing 15 step with the University of South California marching band. That should be pretty cool, actually. Yeah, that should be pretty crazy. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing that. Anyway, I think Desert Island Disc went quite well. Our first ever celebrity. Our star is rising, guys.
I mean, now that's on the CV. That's been logged.
I think we should definitely try and get another celebrity on CV.
Yeah,
but we haven't got any ideas. Who would the listeners like to hear in the studio?
I mean, obviously not too
like
famous.
Cliff Richard,
Cliff would do it if we were Christian.
Cliff doesn't quite fit with our vibe.
Sorry. Or
maybe,
Kirsty does.
George
Osborne.
I mean,
it was a pleasure to
Shadow
have her, but...
No. I was thinking more like... I don't know.
Maybe a comedian.
Paxman. Jeremy Paxman.
Pac-Man.
Ricky Gervais is coming in to UCL in a couple of weeks. We try and get him. He's coming, playing Sunday night.
Yeah, and he started on... actually, I don't know whether he worked on Rare FM.
No,
he was at UCL, wasn't he?
Anyway,
Alex Zane was on Rare FM.
Listeners have any ideas about who they'd like...
Actually, something just occurs to me. We were talking about people getting their start at UCL. People like Coldplay were played on Rare FM. Ricky Gervais went here, so did Jonathan Dimbleby. So don't we have a track that we're playing from an up-and-coming band here at this university?
Yes. Coming up in a bit, we've got a song from, from our good friend Jack Hobday and his band.
And what is the band called?
GDSP Music. GDSP stands
Great
for...
Great Dave Street Productions.
Yes.
Wow. I'm quite excited.
Interesting bad name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so stay tuned for that. And
but for now, we're going a bit more classic.
Yeah, well, I felt it was time to, you know, rack up the classy rating, as it were. And we've had Kirsty Young on, and she is really the In Transit surfer girl. In the sense that we were talking about a desert island.
I think it's
and
fair
the
to
sense
that.
That she is a woman. So, with that, with that in mind, Surfer Girl by the Beach Boys. Do you love me, Surfer Girl? If you do, email in, studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Nice, very nice. Anyway, in our emails, we've got a bit of a curious case of Benjamin Barnett.
Oh, I see what you did there. Very, very, very good.
Very good, I'm not so sure. He's not happy with the show. I think...
I think
whoever's in close proximity to Ben, can you please go give him a hug? And tell him everything's all right. His mum still loves him. There's no need to be so angry with the world.
I feel there is some actual serious issues going on with Benjamin. And, I'd say seek some counselling.
Is he aging maybe in reverse?
Maybe some antipsychotics.
Oh, speaking of counselling, we're still looking for dreams for our dream analysis.
Yeah, I'd say it's Benjamin. Been on the ground. Benjamin, I mean, come and email in.
Actually, that would be perfect. Benji, if you would.
Maybe we can get to the root of your anger.
Yeah, I think we could.
Well, and if we can't, Dasal, the master weaver of dreams, can.
Exactly. I'll contact the spirits.
So, if you have a dream, or indeed if anyone has had a dream, whether it's like Martin Luther King. Or God, we're good, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Or ABBA.
Or indeed ABBA. Oh, I'm tempted to burst in song. May I, Robert, please?
No. You know, I went to see Wicked yesterday.
Yes!
Gravity! You owe me 20p!
We made a bet that as soon as I mentioned Wicked, you would burst into song.
And there's a great Dancing Through Life. Yeah. That's another great one with Fiero and.
Fiero.
Or should we say Fuero? Very few men can pull off jobbers. I myself have several pairs.
Yes. Okay. and the women would like to pull them off you. Twisting words.
If only that was the case. That's the only reason I'm doing radio, to be frank. For the lifestyle.
The crepes.
Gosh, it's really warm in here. Can we open the door?
Anyway, I'd like to know. We've had some good suggestions for celebrities we could contact, David Bowie and Rolf Harris. I think Rolf Harris would be great. Get him to jam.
If he brought in his board.
Is it a witchy board?
I can't remember. Anyway, have you got a song lined up for us to sell?
I do. I can't really think of a link at all. So
well, give me the title.
The song is Brainville by Flaming Lips.
Brainville, Ville, Town of Brains. Town of Brains. No, neither can I. Okay. Just play it.
This is Brainville by the Flaming Lips.
I've heard about a place where they enlarge your space, take pity on the small ones. Don't cost you very much. They seem
Welcome back.
That was the Flaming Lips, Brainville.
Indeed, it was very nice. The beginning always reminds me of Space Odyssey by David Bowie.
Oh, Bowie.
Space Oddity, not Space Odyssey.
So we were talking about Coldplay earlier.
Yeah. I don't know if any of you listeners have heard about them being sued for plagiarism by Joe Satriani.
Are you going to play the clip?
Have you heard this?
I have heard this.
Might be a grievous breach of copyright.
It's the most ridiculous claim in the world, but.
See what you listeners think of this. This is the Coldplay song.
Viva La Vida.
Fantastic track, in my view.
I quite like it.
Yeah,
hurry up and get on with Joe Satriani. Sorry,
this is what happens when we don't prep.
And this is Joe Satriani. Coming up.
Another track. Oh! Yeah, well, I can hear that.
I think I can hear about three notes, and then it goes completely different.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Anyway, I don't think he has a case. Anyway, tonight at the Grammys, at which Coldplay are performing, Joe Satriani's lawyers are actually going to follow them around and serve them the papers at the ceremony. The lawsuit papers.
Gosh.
So petty.
I think the judge is just going to kick it out straight off. I really don't think he has a chance of winning. I think he's just a dick.
Oh, Robert!
Dick is a name. That's not a swear word.
It's no Cat Stevens Flaming Lips. No,
right, well, we're talking about Coldplay, and I think I found another... What's this? It's another link. Yes, Coldplay got their start on Rare FM.
Wait, let me talk a little bit about Coldplay before we do that.
No,
goodness sake.
For those of you who are Coldplay fans, you might already have heard that Chris Martin has been kicked out of the band by Brian Eno, their producer.
What?
He's been suspended for 2 weeks.
So
the band can go and write songs without him, in the hope that they'll be more creative. Do you think this is going to work?
This is nonsense.
I think
if I left the studio, would that would just affect the show, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
You can't have the star walk out.
But equally, the star could suppress a lot of good creative ideas, I think.
Indeed. Mm. Some people might look to him for the ideas, whilst they have a lot of their own harbored in their own imagination.
Mm.
Anyway, whilst he's out of the band, apparently he's working just up the road on other material, on a side project with an unnamed famous person, rumoured to be a rapper.
Kirsty Young?
No, probably not Kirsty Young. Anyway, what was your link with Coldplay?
Oh, the link, yes. Well, we were talking about Coldplay. They got their start on Rare FM. And the band we're about to play, I believe this is the first time a track has been broadcast on air, so to speak.
Insane.
So, you know, we could be... Let's just take a moment. We could be responsible for the birth of the next big thing.
Could be. This could be history in the making. Anyway,
Dover Street Productions with...
Not right now. Like the Spice Girls.
Are we not playing it now?
Maybe. Yeah, we are. No, Not Right Now is the name of the song, you idiot.
Oh.
Like the Spice Girls.
No, that's Stop Right Now, thank you very much.
Sorry.
You see what did you see? I tagged on
another
lyric.
Well, that just proves how your Spice Girls knowledge is a lot better than mine.
There you go. This
something to be proud
anyway.
Of.
Anyway, here's the track. See what you think of it. Let us know.
Deepest things I still see it.
we've given birth. Quick, wrap it in towels. Get it weighed. What did you make of that?
Spank it.
That was the first time you heard that song, DeSalle. What did you think?
I actually quite enjoyed it. I think it's got potential. I think they're very sort of Noah and the Whale.
Yes.
I can see that. If you want to hear that song
again. It's very good Sunday afternoon listening.
If you want to hear that song again or any of their others, they've got a group on Facebook.
And MySpace.
And a MySpace where you can stream the songs. MySpace.com/GDSP Music.
Speaking personally.
Bit of a handful of a name, but.
But then look at other names, other bands with very...
Jolene and the Jing Jang Jong.
Oh, say that five times fast. You can't, can you?
Jolene and the Jing Jang Jong. It sounds like you're humming like prayers or something.
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
Oh, now was that intentional? Did you just throw up a bit of a link there?
It kind of was semi-intentional.
Oh, there it is. Let me just catch it.
Wheel it in.
Gosh, it's struggling a bit. But
we're talking about a link here, not fish.
And
though fish is equally good.
Well, my next track, I feel, is suitably of a similar soothing tone to Great Dover Street Productions track. It's a bit of Aretha Franklin.
Very similar, yes.
I Say a Little Prayer for You. In fact, I've just spotted another link. This made an appearance in popular rom-com My Best Friend's Wedding, starring Julia Roberts and Rupert Everett.
And that you've actually heard
Diaz.
Yeah. Oh, knowledge to say.
I know. I pulled it out.
Gosh. Well, I mean, I don't think anything more needs to be said apart from I say a little prayer for you, Aretha Franklin.
Forever, never, 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 never,
We're back.
Aretha Franklin. Probably one of the finest female artists of all time.
Beautiful voice. Amazing voice.
That track is specifically for Alex and my mother who's listening. So no more foul language, you two. Honestly.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, would you like to tell us your little anecdote from the week?
Oh, were we about your party?
No, about you getting locked out of your room.
Oh, well, it was all a bit tragic, really. I just nipped out to get a slice of lemon to pop in my green tea. And normally I'm very very careful about where I keep my keys, but I've got a little magnetic man now that I stick on the radiator and sort of give my keys to. It entertains me. Haven't named him yet. So, you know, in his little magnetic paw were my keys, and as I left, I just closed the door, and there's that moment of realisation.
when your stomach just sinks, and you're like... No.
Yeah, and there's a pot of steaming green tea in the room.
Oh,
even worse.
And yeah. I can't just have the lemon. That would be silly. So I have to go down to the office. You know how it is. And unfortunately, it wasn't the guy who's killed a man, the guy who can deal with situations. It's the guy who insists on watching DVDs with his feet on the desk.
Oh,
and so, you know, I work the old Ray charm, but you can't please some people. And he was extremely... Well, essentially, I got the keys and let myself back into the room and had a nice cup of tea. It's not a fantastic...
Did he give you the keys? Did he give you the keys and let you walk up there?
No, if so, I would have...
You would have looted everyone.
gone on a rampage.
But no, he came up with me and he made some remark about me not wearing any shoes, as if he was, you know, Sherlock Holmes. And I said to him, well, obviously, my shoes are in my room, aren't they?
Did you offer him any green tea?
I certainly didn't. I told him to get back to work.
Did you actually?
No, of course not. He's a lot stronger and taller than I am. But now I thought we were going to talk about your party.
What, last night?
Yeah.
Fell off the wagon after 2 months. 2 months without
sober.
Drinking, I had to go last night because I was too nervous.
Well, I gave it a miss.
I had to have a few drinks, but I'm back on the wagon again.
On
I'm going to go ten months. And it's going to be good. How come you couldn't come last night, Ollie? What was your important other thing?
Well, Rob, you know my feline, slightly misanthropic social nature. I don't think there's...
I don't particularly.
You know, I heard that the party started at 8, but you weren't going to be there till 10. I was there for you because I love you. And
aww.
Thank you. And, you know, we had a lovely day together last week in Borders, deciding what to do and eventually doing nothing.
Yeah, that was fun.
And, you know, I don't think our friendship needs to be judged on events, but on the intensity of our spiritual connection. And in that spirit... Dream analysis? Has anyone emailed in? Come on, listeners. Where are
no
you?
No one's been dreaming this week.
Well, eat some cheese and email in next week,
yeah,
then.
Get that tiring in, though.
Honestly, yeah.
Sorry, I dropped in a bit of medical.
Okay. Ooh, anyway, Desal's got a song for us.
Song.
Oh, by the way, I should just say that the GDSP song went down quite well with our listeners.
It's proven very popular.
Yes, anyway.
I think it's brilliant.
I actually think it's...
Let's hope the listeners enjoy this next song. What have we got to say?
This next song ties in with, I think it ties in with the Beach Boys, in fact, that I think
Hello.
this is very soft.
Is this a link?
It's a vague link. This is Panda Bear from Animal Collective with Comfy and Nautica. And it's a very sort of, you know, it's a new sort of surfing anthem, I believe. It's got the whole laid back, chilled out surfer vibe. But yeah, here it is.
I'll get my pineapple wax.
To tell me how to
Sorry, listeners, and sorry, Mrs. Bassi-Ray.
I don't know if you guys heard about Christian Bale's freakout on the set of Terminator 4 this week. Ollie's gone out of the room, that's why we're playing this now, and we're hurrying it. So here we go. Listen to this, it's awesome.
Panda Bear, Comfy in Nautica. What's the next song then?
Oh, did you guys hear about this Christian Bale freaking out on the set of Terminator 4?
Yeah, apparently someone made a remix
of him freaking out. Revolution, if you want to check it out. It's by Revolution.
Oh, God, you've just played it, haven't you?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't. Oh, we just finished Panda Bear.
You're incorrigible. I've told you before.
Anyway, too many expletives to play on this show.
Exactly.
I cannot believe you've just played it.
We didn't play it.
I bet you did.
No.
I
wouldn't do that to you, Oliver. I wouldn't do that to you.
Unprofessional.
You've got a phone call.
It's probably your mother phoning to complain.
Actually, it is.
Sorry. We're sorry.
We're sorry, Mrs. Bassi, right?
Yes.
We just thought it was a great remix.
I don't know what to say.
Anyway.
But it was unbelievable.
I think we can get
his freak
away
out,
with it.
His freak out was pretty unbelievable.
BBC Breakfast News with Dermot Monaghan, they got away with it. But
I imagine they beeped.
They tried to.
But they played the wrong version.
The point is, we have standards here on In Transit.
Do we?
Well, we should. I'm livid. I'm absolutely
livid. Well, you can put on a song now then do you want me to put on a song? I'll put on a song to cheer you up.
I'm not sure you're allowed to put on a song, Robert.
Okay, then put on a song to cheer yourself up.
Good lord.
But despite
listeners,
that unbelievable freak out,
his
apology was quite good.
Yeah.
I'd forgive him. I'm still not going to see T4 because.
Essentially, the storyline of it was he was apparently in a really emotional scene of the film, and the lighting director.
He was mucking around, yeah.
Yeah.
And, in a jokey way, I think, as well.
Christian Bale went nuts.
Yeah.
In fairness, you know, it was the extent to which he got crazy.
I think it was something like 40. He mentioned the F word 40 times in 2 minutes.
That's almost impressive.
Pretty damn impressive.
But, right. Okay. Well, I just don't know what to say, guys. I mean, you've disappointed me. So I've got no track lined up. Now you've presented me with this brilliant offer. I think we'll need some filler, so please chat amongst yourselves, listeners.
Well, can I put on a song then?
I'm not sure you're allowed.
No, it's a good song, you'll like it. It's one worthy of an Ollie Bazzi Ray pick. It's a novelty track. We always have a novelty track.
Yeah, we need the novelty.
Well, I'll hand it over, but if it has any naughty words in...
No, it doesn't, it's great.
Instant death.
Listeners are going to love this. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I want to do the jingle. I'm still quite annoyed.
Well, we've queued it up now. Just press play.
Fine. Dream, dream, dream. Dream analysis with Dassault.
Dassault, 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 Dassault. Hello, listeners. It's very nice to see you. It's been quite a while since I last talked to you.
This week we've got a song,
a dream
from my friend Jack Bozier from back in Kent.
Wow, from Kent. We've done the entire of the UK, basically, now.
I don't think we've got to the tip of Scotland yet.
No.
But soon we will.
So, do you want to read me out the dream,
yes,
Rob?
Okay. It's a reoccurring dream. He's had it twice now.
Okay.
Okay, he's sitting on the beach. Beach theme this week. He's sitting at the beach on the seawall, and time's going really quickly, and the cycle of the day night's mixed up with the tides coming in and out. Going really quickly. It's quite peaceful, and to make it even weirder, he can fly, and when he wants to, he can just jump into the air and fly whenever he wants.
Wow.
It's mighty bizarre, and the most bizarre part is that he has a deck of playing cards in his hand,
a bit like the X-Men Gambit, some might say.
Yes, one might say. Thank you for that comic book reference. You've redeemed yourself, Dassault. Rob, you've still got work to do.
No, I'd say he said he's sitting on the seawall. He's at peace, but the time's going really quickly. I think this is him saying he likes his life, but he feels he should do more with it. He's just stuck in the same rut, even though, you know, it's a peaceful rut. I think his subconscious feels like he should get out and do something. Time's going far too quickly, and should probably experience more things with his life. And I think that's quite a common thing for many different people.
Especially around our age.
It's
a transitional period in our lives.
Exactly. Coming of age. As Chris would hate me to refer to. But anyway, also, he's flying. This, I think, is, again, to do with this whole he's stuck in a rut sort of feeling. It's that sort
need
of...
to escape.
The need to escape, to lift up, fly away, and experience these amazing new experiences. And, basically, Jack, I think you need to get out there and do some stuff.
And finally,
you're a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah, thought so. That was dream analysis.
Dream, 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 dream analysis with Dassault.
Dassault.
All right, guys, I'm still quite annoyed about that.
Well,
I mean, occasionally Bruce Banner does turn into the Hulk. and I'm
would your pants stay on then?
Well, his always did.
Yeah, why does his pants stay on but not the rest of it?
Don't question it. Would you prefer to see the
that's
whole
the on, that's the only bit that unfortunately doesn't enlarge.
Very small, because he does look steroid ridden.
Right.
Anyway, oh, we've come to the end of our show. Oh, I think we've got a reply from David. Yes, thanks for that, David. Anyway, we've come to the end of our show.
Right, I'm not sure what happened there, but it was probably unsuitable for air. Why not read it out, Rob?
No, it's okay.
It's okay. Actually quite suitable for air. But...
Well, I've chosen the last track.
No, I've chosen the last track, and here it is. We'll see you next week. Ollie will hopefully have calmed down by then. And we hope Miss Bazzy Ray can rejoin us. We promise on our lives we won't.
Sorry, Mrs. Bazzy Ray.
Good. Well, it's not enough.
What do we have to do to get her back as a listener?
Shall we serenade her with a song next week?
I think that wouldn't work.
We'll try.
I'm shocked at how this has turned out.
I think it's been the best show ever.
It has been a very good show, and I can't believe we got Kirsty Young on.
Yeah.
It does blow my mind.
I've sent off an email to Rolf Harris. Hopefully we'll hear back from him.
Well, Sol, if you know Kirsty's manager...
I do know the PR management company, actually.
Curtis Brown.
That's something in the works.
Who knows what's going to happen next week.
We'll talk to you next week. We won't see you next week, because we can't see you
now. This is an audio medium.
This is why we need a webcam in the studio.
Yeah, we should. We'll hook that up. I'm on Rolf Harris. You're on webcam. You're on getting your mum back as a listener.
This is outrageous.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Good evening, I'm Kirsty Young.
The joke's over now, Ollie. Let's go home.
Well,